and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, we're getting closer, folks. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. This Thursday, and the week is flying by, and it's been good to be with you Monday through Wednesday, and now we have Thursday. One thing I would like to bring up right away before we get the show started is Scripture is the basis for everything that we cover on this show.
Oh, you're so religious. I always got to bring that religion stuff in there.
You know, sometimes a guy can feel it when people think it, but this is why. If we don't have a bedrock and we don't have a sure foundation, then we have to put our trust in, ultimately, either another man or, even more terrifying, in ourselves.
Well, what's wrong with trusting yourself? You know what's right and wrong.
Where do we learn what's right and wrong from? We learn what's right and wrong from the Bible itself. And that's why it is the only firm foundation that I will put my trust in. In the book of Jeremiah, it talks about the heart and the heart of man. And what it says about the heart of man is what everybody needs to understand. Because sometimes people would say, you know, Mr. Obama, for example, he's just misled, but he's really sincere. Or how about Alina Kagan? If you go to the Facebook page, folks, you're going to want to do that today. We just posted a new video that Bradley did about Alina Kagan. You're going to see it in the column tomorrow on WorldNet Daily. That Bradley does every week. I encourage you to follow that. You can become a follower on the Facebook page. It's right at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The upper right-hand corner is the Facebook page. We're trying to keep this as simple as possible for all of you listeners. Upper right-hand corner is the Facebook page. You get updated daily videos and what's going on through Facebook and our social networking. You also got Twitter feeds. I was going to say Twitter. Twitter feeds on that site as well. But SOL Media is another site that we have put up because we want to keep you in the loop with what's going on in today's media and how we cover it on the show. But going back to Jeremiah and talking about people like Alina Kagan or the president right now of corporate America, we understand that people aren't just misled. You know, we always want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. We've given everybody the benefit of the doubt except for those which are innocent and those that have become victims to injustice. And I'm not talking about just racial injustice. I'm talking about injustice of the law. The Lord said to not respect persons in judgment. And he said, neither the poor nor the rich. So you don't say, oh, look at that man. He smells and he doesn't look like he's changed his clothes. He shops at Walmart and he smells. And, you know, that big rich guy over there must have done something wrong to him. That's not right judgment. Nor is it right judgment to say because a rich man lines your pockets that you're going to judge in his accord either. If you go to Jeremiah 17, it says the heart is deceitful above all things. That is talking about every man's heart that is not restrained by the blood of Christ, has not seen the redemptive promise. And I would submit to you that the president of these United States, Elena Kagan, and a whole bunch of other folks that we're going to talk about, including Miss Hillary Clinton, doesn't understand that there's been a sacrifice for the liberty that you have. That's why people are adamant about liberty. That's why people don't move and won't be bullied when these type of people come into the public arena and they hold them accountable. Why do you think they do that? That's called love. It's not hate. It's nothing personal until they make it personal. And when they do make it personal, I have such a love and respect for men that have died for this nation and for our country and for the liberty that we have is blood bought. I have more respect to that blood than I do these criminals. And if you can't take that same kind of stance, nothing is ever going to change. Criminals depend upon it, and they are going to mow you over time after time after time because the heart is desperately wicked. Now, some people say, well, I don't think there's much wrong with me. I go to church every day. I do good things. You know, I give money to the poor. I donate to political candidates. I'm very involved. No, you're desperately wicked. Why you do all these things is for self. So it becomes no surprise when wicked men get into power, they continue making you and I subservient to them to fulfill their wicked devices. That's specifically why our founders did not set up a monarchy, because they knew, as it says in Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So what they said is we're not going to have one man to amass and aggrandize all government power. Because then we become his subjects, and soon subjects become slaves. So what they did is they divided our government into three branches. Now you have a judicial, a justice department. Mr. Eric Holder, protecting Elena Kagan. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now. If you go to Sons of Liberty Media, we cover this story. CNS News did a great coverage of this. But due to the documents now, because of the Freedom of Information Act, we are able to uncover things. This is what happens. Elena Kagan, when she's being confirmed by the Senate, right? The Senate says, so did you have anything to do? Have you ever been asked your opinion regarding any other legal issues that may arise from the Obamacare law? Kagan, a bold-faced liar, says no. But now, due to the fact that we have Freedom of Information Act, think about this. Your government keeping secrets from you? Hold on a second. Who does this government belong to? It's my understanding in the Constitution, which they rarely cite, unless it's just a cliche word that they say to make you think that they're following it. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, to ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the general welfare, not specific welfare. Miss Elena Kagan has been found out through numerous documents that she knew full well that she had answered questions regarding specific topics found in Obamacare. We'll be right back, folks. Sons of Liberty
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Merry Christmas, folks! Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. You really are going to want to see this at this column that Bradley puts out tomorrow. You can find it on WorldNet Daily. You can also go to our Facebook page. You'll find it on there, Sons of Liberty Facebook. You're going to want to see this. These atrocities that Alina Kagan, she's just a little girl and grew up in New York and wonderfully distinguished career. She went to Princeton, Oxford, and I think Harvard, and just a wonderful young lady that's really worked herself up. We just got done talking about how the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? If these wicked men don't even know the extent of their wickedness inside of their heart, they're carrying it out right before you. It does not take somebody who's smart or even a genius to figure out what this is about. Alina Kagan and what she did in Harvard was unbelievable. Anybody ever heard of Cass Sunstein? Anybody heard of her little protest that she had against our boys, our military recruiters, being on campus? Does anybody know what that was about? It was because she didn't agree with DADT. That was federal law. Signed, by the way, by one of her crony friends, Mr. Bill Clinton. And she was protesting against it. She wouldn't let our boys. That's how much respect they have to the blood, folks. The blood. I'm not talking about the military complex here. So let's not get off track and say, oh, are you talking about the military, the veterans, and we're fighting around the war, the world, killing people? And no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the innocency of blood. And if our troops are doing that around the country, that's on our clock. They don't send themselves over there, folks. You send them over there.
Well, not me. I hate this administration.
Then do something. Your whining and quibbling is bringing us nowhere, has brought us nowhere.
Well, then Jesus is coming soon.
No. Jesus is coming soon in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that know not God. And then obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. His servants are the ones cleaning things up. How do you think you got liberty? Was it an accident? Did God drop it out of the clouds and say, oh, these pilgrims, I like their hats and their shiny belt buckles. Let's give them some liberty. Yeah, that's what we'll do. No. It was an issue of sacrifice of heart and mind to the God that gives liberty. Alina Kagan said no numerous times before the Senate. Boldface lied to them. She's a huge homosexual advocate. It was reported by one major news source that she was the first lesbian to be appointed to the Supreme Court. But then they took that back because they knew it wouldn't be politically correct. The White House reprimanded them. Yet she's not married. Yet she's one of the biggest advocates I know for the GLBT. Why? Oh, because she genuinely cares about them? No, because she's bent on destruction. Just like that lifestyle is bent on nothing but destruction, folks. I know, I've been there. They talk about marriage. They go get married, and then they live with six or seven different partners. Oh, but that's not all of them. Folks, that's what the lifestyle is bent on, destruction and death, period. And now, due to the Freedom of Information Act that we had to pass as a law to get information from our federal government, we find out numerous times that Alina Kagan not only is excited about Obamacare as the Solicitor General, but she actually ruled in a number of cases. Twice, Alina Kagan's top deputy, Katal, about numerous connections when she was the deputy solicitor general. The day that Obama announced he was nominating her to the court, Katal, one of her aides, her top deputy, said, as I understand, Alina is going to recuse from all cases. This is stuff we have to find out because we have to dig it up. Then we go to our attorney general, folks. I'm just identifying a few problems here, calling out a few tyrants like the Sons of Liberty constantly did, so that you knew where your enemy is in plain sight. And when I speak of enemy, folks, we did not choose them to be our enemies. They chose to make themselves enemies of liberty, and guess what, folks? You. Because it's not their liberty, it's yours. Nobody's targeting anybody as an enemy. When David went to the field, he didn't say, well, you know, I'd like to pick an enemy today that's 9 feet tall, man. I'm just really mad. I'm having a bad day. Why do I just got to bring this rotten cheese to my brothers? I need an enemy that's 9 feet tall. He didn't pick him, but he engaged him. And that's what each one of you do. And that's how liberty happens. It's not by coincidence or by chance. As a matter of fact, it says in the Bible, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You're going to find it where that spirit is. That spirit doesn't stop. It's a consuming fire. He makes his ministers flames of fire. That's why men and tyrants in the days of the Great Awakening in our country, the first Great Awakening, were terrified of men like Mr. Whitfield, who preached and pointed the finger and condemned sin in mankind and in their leaders. That's why men in England were scared to death of the Puritans, because what were they going to say? They couldn't blackmail them. They stayed married to one wife. They had children. They obeyed the Bible. They did not blaspheme. They didn't curse. They didn't lie. They didn't steal. They did nothing wrong. They didn't perjure their neighbors. Tyrants are terrified of that. They're not terrified of somebody who's a GOP candidate that's been married 10 times. They already know he's not faithful. And it's not going to take much in the form of bribery to get him to stay unfaithful. They're not scared of a guy who likes to have mistresses and extramarital affairs that's running on the GOP ticket because he's a Tea Partier. Boy, he's really going to let this administration have it. He's going to turn things around. No, he can't even turn his own life around. He can't even stay straight in his own life. They're not scared of that. They're scared of your holiness. They're scared of the God of heaven because they know when he's on your side, they're done. The Bible says they're not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power. And of love. Why? Love to what? Love to the blood of the sacrifice. You know, when the martyrs were being torched by Nero, Rome found a new convenient enemy called the Christians. Blamed him for all the stupidity that he did as an emperor. Straight stupidity. This guy was a warmongering tyrant. He was an animal. It's even been prospected that he's the one who started the fires in Rome, and he benefited from them, I can tell you that. He's torching Christians. And what happens in Christianity? That seed grows. And it terrified the Roman Empire. Until finally one day they thought, we're losing this battle. We better embrace this battle. Well, then you got to form of Catholicism, which turned into religious tyranny. And then we had to say, no, we need to separate church and state. The state has no business governing in the church's affairs. But the church has every bit of business, just as the prophets, just as John the Baptist, just as Jesus Christ, who never shied from speaking to political power and infrastructures in society. The church has all the business in the world to make sure that you maintain peace, because God is the one who gave us our peace. You know, speaking of which, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops calls Congress to extend unemployment insurance while claiming that such protection falls under the, quote, right to life and subsistence. Congress has a moral obligation, quote unquote, to protect the life and dignity, quote unquote, of the unemployed. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Now, if they had If they had a clue to know what the purpose of the church is, they wouldn't be telling Congress to do what they should be doing. It's their opportunity, not Congress's. Don't put a guilt trip on Congress. The guilt trip lies on you, just like Martin Luther said. Well, if a man needs to give indulgences to take men's souls from purgatory, then why doesn't the Pope, out of charity, open the coffers of the Vatican and give so that everybody can be loosed from hell? Oh, no. The establishment says, no. We don't sacrifice, you do. I couldn't dare take the riches of the Catholic Church and get people out of purgatory. Because first of all, purgatory doesn't exist. Second of all, I'm building a really big cathedral, and I need lots of money to do it with. Therefore, I will fearmonger the people, oppress them, and tyrannize them until they give me what I want. So here the bishops have dropped the ball again, and they're calling on Congress to pick it up. Well, guess what, folks? When George Washington said, if you can't rule yourself, your master will come, and it doesn't even matter which quarter it comes from. Congress will take it. They'll take your responsibility, church. Oh, yeah. And guess what they'll do with it? You're not going to like what they do with it, because they take liberty with it. Anytime you get a privilege or a benefit, guess what you get? You owe an allegiance or a duty. And folks, our duty needs to stay with God. Our allegiance is to God. And because of that, we love the government that God instituted. We love that form of government that God gave us over 6,000 years of study and cause and effect and trial and error. And some of the greatest minds the world has ever seen came together to establish a civil government that is not infallible, but a government that would put its trust in God, knowing that God is the author of our rights. God is the protector of our freedoms. And as we bless God, God blesses us. How can we expect blessing outside of that? We'll be right back, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
From the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decided to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items, such as the My War DVD documentary series, to books, CDs, t-shirts, and more, with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
All right, folks, we got two segments left here. I encourage you to call in. 1-877-807-9977. If you're listening by phone, if you go online, our number is at sonslibertyradio.com. So if at any time you want to call in and you got something to say or impart into us all in America to let us know that you are alive and that liberty is alive within you, you can find that number at sonslibertyradio.com. Also, too, wanted to point out a couple things to you. On that homepage, we try to keep it as easy to navigate as possible. You have SOL Media. Really encourage you to check out those stories there, folks. Gets your blood boiling, but it also gets you on the right topic for truth. Speaking of that, I just want to bring up something that caused my blood to boil. There's this new bill that's coming out. People have been trying for decades now. Unfortunately, it's been decades. How in the world are we going to eliminate abortion? So they try a lot of different clever ways to do it. One of the newest ways that people have tried to is a Republican out of Arizona unveiled a bill that would ban race-based and sex-based abortions. That does happen around our country, around our world. People will have an abortion based on the sex or the race of the child. Not in America, but this is, again, a clever way. But instead of taking the front door, they're trying to do all these backdoor things. And this is part of the problem. Steve Aden, and I quote, Vice President of the Pro-Life Alliance Defense Fund. Okay, he's on the side of protecting babies, or at least his organization is, said that the bill would be able to withstand Supreme Court scrutiny despite the fact that women, just listen to this backwards judgment, folks. I just gave you an example of the, whatever they were, the United Bishops or something like that. I don't have it in front of me anymore. the group that called on Congress to take care of the poor, even though that's their job. Stephen Alden said that the bill would be able to withstand Supreme Court scrutiny despite the fact that, listen to this. I know, it's the second time I've stopped before I said it, and you're like, listen to what? Say it! I'm going to. Supreme Court scrutiny, despite the fact that women have a constitutional right to an abortion. This is the vice president of a pro-life alliance defense fund. Somebody who supports life, folks. These are our brave warrior champions. Out there saying, well, we know the Supreme Court told us that a woman has a constitutional right to an abortion. What? Show me where.
But, you know, this new bill, it says that a woman can't kill her baby if it's white or black or a man or a boy, a girl or a boy. This is good. Supreme Court can't stop that one.
Am I mocking? Yes, that's how stupid it sounds. What kind of a victory is this? You're acknowledging that your enemy has every right to take the life of a baby, and you're claiming to protect it? I would hate to have you as my bodyguard.
Well, you do have a right to kill my master, but I get a right to the money that's in the purse first before you get it.
What are you raising money for? Why do you have an organization? Let's talk about life for a minute, folks. I want to hear you pro-lifers out there. I really do. Talk to a woman who's a pro-life gal down in Missouri, I think it is. Yeah, Missouri. She spends her time at abortion clinics protesting, witnessing to young ladies that are embarrassed and ashamed to even step foot in these places. But guess what? They're told by their public school, you go do it. They're taught how to have sex. They're taught that sex is good and liberating. Whether you have it with a man, woman, animal, a chair, it doesn't matter. Go have it. Oh, and then if you have this inconvenient thing called a pregnancy, well, then you just go to this butcher shop down the road. Oh, yeah, they give us money in schools, and they lobby us to teach, too. Oh, yeah, it's all one circle here. But you don't worry, kids. They'll take care of you. And she stands out in the front and says, no, I'm not going to tolerate it. Let me hear from you, pro-lifers. How many of you listening right now care about life? You know, we're doing a college circuit, 877-807-9977. I want to know that you care about life. 877-807-9977. Tell me how you care about life. Tell me how you apply it. Tell me what your thoughts are on Stephen Aiden saying that the Supreme Court has allowed a constitutional right for a woman to have an abortion. It doesn't line up, folks. It does not line up. And now you have people like our Secretary of State parading across the world in Geneva, Switzerland. Does anybody know anything about Geneva? Matter of fact, I'm going to leave it with that question. If you do know what is the significance of Geneva, Switzerland, give a call, 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Now, we may get quite a few callers, and I hope to make through it all. Because I've asked two questions right now. I want to know how many of you care about life. And I can just tell right now you're running to the phone to tell me how much you do care about life and to let America know how much you do care about life. We're about to do a college circuit, and we're working with some life groups. And that's not our only topic we talk on. But, folks, God has given us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property, as Locke conveyed it. We have those three rights. Where do they all start? Can I have property if I'm dead? Can I pursue happiness if I'm dead? It all starts with life. If we don't protect life, what care do we have for anything else? The lines are just burning up right now for all these people that care about life. Hillary Clinton goes to Geneva, Switzerland, and I want you to listen to this clip. Why don't we play this really quick? I'm going to give you a little background. She is giving a speech at the headquarters of the United Nations because, I mean, that's our job. We got a Secretary of State to go fill in the United Nations on what's going on in America. I mean, it's got to be in the Constitution somewhere that that's part of the duties of the federal government. Of course it is. Yeah, United Nations. I think that's in there somewhere. Let's hear what she has to say. Let's hear what she's telling. Let's see what your taxpayer money is doing. I don't even care about that. I'm not bringing myself so low as to say, oh, your taxpayer dollars, look where they're going. No, look at the disrespect to Christ, to God, and to the people. That's what I'm talking about. Let's let it ride.
The third and perhaps most challenging issue arises when people cite religious or cultural values as a reason to violate or not to protect the human rights of LGBT citizens.
Okay, so is it a right to commit a crime?
What do you mean a crime?
Yeah, well, if you're saying that, that's how desensitized you become. Yes, it's a crime. A crime against nature is anything that works against nature, that destroys life. That is sodomy. That is homosexuality. Just really quick. It doesn't produce life, does it? Where? Where does it produce life? It doesn't produce life. Was it meant to produce life? So how in the world are we supposed to be expected as American citizens to protect crime? Oh, and you can throw in there whatever you want. It's not just GLBT and all that other stuff. Well, we need to protect the criminals while they're in jail. I know he's murdered three people, but you know what? He has a right to have food. He has a right to see his priest every day. He's got a right to watch television. You would presume to take that away from that criminal? He has rights! Well, come on, isn't that what they're saying? Let's keep going.
This is not unlike the justification offered for violent practices toward women, like honor killings, widow burning, or female genital mutilation.
Okay, hold on a second now. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, the poor GLBT crowd, they're so discriminated against. It's like honor killings and genital mutilation. I mean, hey, you know, that's right on there on the list. Obviously. Oh, man, Hillary, where in the world have I been? Okay, what else? Well, what else is she going to contrast this with?
Some people still defend those practices as part of a cultural tradition. But violence toward women isn't cultural. It's criminal. Likewise with slavery, what was once justified as sanctioned by God is now properly reviled as an unconscionable violation of human rights.
Okay, stop. And that's good. You know what? She just identified two things. She's on the right roll, but you can't bleed the two together. You can't bleed the two together. That's like saying, well, you have a law-abiding citizen. It's a mother, and she takes care of her children. She serves on the public commissions. And you have a criminal who's in jail right now for theft or arson. And both of them have the same rights to vote. Now, what she's saying is comparing slavery and violence against women, which are both crimes. Yes, they are. They most definitely are. With another crime. Pretending that it's not a crime. Trying to normalize it to say that it's right. Well, here's the problem, Hillary. If you're going to give rights to crimes against nature, then you're going to have to give rights to the same people you're condemning right now in the same voice. You're just going to have to. Now, when I talk about crimes against nature, I'm talking about those that perpetrate the act of, not those that struggle with the sin or the thought. No. There's a difference between the two. And we have to make sure that we can make that distinction. Because this isn't about people. Everybody in America has the right to marry. Man and a woman. Everybody in America has the right to life, liberty, and property. So long as they abide by the laws which God has set. So that we can enjoy that life, liberty, property. We'll be right back. SonsOfLiberty.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, we're back again. I want to continue to play back Ms. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's speech at Geneva headquarters of the United Nations. Now, again, folks, if you understand the relevance of Geneva to your American history, I want you to let America know what that is. Geneva, Switzerland, 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977, which makes this even more of an oxymoron that she's giving this type of a speech in Geneva, of all places. Anybody ever heard of John Calvin? Let's keep playing.
Each of these cases, we came to learn that no practice or tradition trumps the human rights that belong to all of us. And this holds true for inflicting violence on LGBT people, criminalizing their status or behavior.
Stop. Did you hear that slide devil, what she just said? Can you back it up just like 2 seconds? Criminalizing, she says. Listen to what she says about criminalizing, because this is where the point lies, and I promise I'll get off of it. But I need you to understand how slick and how sly these are. She would seek to say that religion put an end, not only justified slavery, but religion ended slavery. Yes, it did. That religion justifies religious, tribal, and all sorts of violence towards women, but religion ended that too. And then she claims that she is a Christian, and her faith would lead her to give rights to a lifestyle that is contrary to the Bible that she says that she believes in, if she truly be a Christian. So let's listen to what she says here, and I'm going to point out the slyness of what Miss Hillary just said.
On LGBT people, criminalizing their status or behavior, expelling them from their families and communities or tacitly or explicitly accepting their killing. Of course, it bears noting that rarely are cultural and religious traditions and teachings actually in conflict with the protection of human rights. Indeed, our religion and our culture are sources of compassion and inspiration toward our fellow human beings. It was not only those who justified slavery who leaned on religion, it was also those who sought to abolish it. And let us keep in mind that our commitments to protect the freedom of religion and to defend the dignity of LGBT people emanate from a common source. It is because the human experience is universal that human rights are universal and cut across all religions and cultures.
Okay, there you have it, right out of her own mouth. Well, let me flip that on you, Hillary.
Because she said, well, religion will help overcome this atrocity. I cannot believe it.
And notice how she used the words behavior, criminalize their behavior. Their behavior is criminal. That's the whole point. It's not the fact that they have desires, it's that they act on them. I can't throw a man in jail because he feels like he wants to rob my store. The only day that I can do that is when he does it. An action, a behavior. So, Hillary, let me flip this on you. Did you know that religious institutions actually protected tyrants and allowed tyrants to tyrannize their people, take away their rights, and criminalize good men and women? The same way you're attempting to use a religious experience or a church to protect you while you do the very thing that you're accusing other people of doing, folks. And the only way you're going to know that is if you have Christ and as if you have the light. Now, we have to get on to the next topic because we have a caller here that wants to engage on a dialogue. And so I'm going to allow him because some people have this idea that if you celebrate Christmas, you're a pagan and you dance around naked in your backyard and burn fire and worship strange gods because you celebrate Christmas. James? I'm not exactly sure what cut you're of, but I know that you have issues with Christmas, so I'm going to let you say it so we can deal with this issue so that everybody knows where the Sons of Liberty stands on.
Okay, first of all, I don't say dance around naked and all that stuff. I'm just saying that I go by what the Bible says,
That's exactly good.
What the Bible says, and chapter 10 of Jeremiah speak of the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't say Christmas tree, but it does talk about men who make idols and they deck it with gold.
They decorate it with silver and gold, and it's basically an idol. And Alexa, I listen to your show all the time.
Awesome.
I listen to all the Genesis shows. I enjoy your show. And I'm not calling to criticize or anything. I'm just calling to ask that you may research a little deeper about sun god Mithras. How they brought it, you know, everyone together under this collective religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true that it is a sun god day. And nobody on earth knows the day he was born.
Mm-hmm. You're right about
that. Okay, so I'm not trying to throw dirt on your happy holiday. I'm just, I'm a person who likes the truth.
Yep.
And I didn't call to argue, but I just asked that maybe you guys do a little more research about the sun god. I mean, you do know there is a sun god.
Okay, James, let me do this, because I'm running low on time.
Sure.
I appreciate the tone of what you called.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I would appreciate it no matter what your tone was, because I know where we stand on this issue. I'm going to answer. I'm going to do it off air, but also I want you to know that we have a DVD that we want to send you. If you haven't received it already, it looks like you're in Tennessee, so I know we have a lot of listeners out there in Tennessee. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to get you that video, and I'm going to get it there just in time for Christmas, actually. July 4th, 1837. Why is it that next to the birth of the Savior of the world, this is John Quincy Adams, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day? He's comparing the two greatest times of which there's feast days in the Bible, folks. There's days where the Israelites set aside to celebrate certain things. In America, we celebrate the birth of Christ every day because he's alive evermore. There's a lot of hypocrites out there that just go to church once a year, celebrate baby Jesus because of what they can get. And we saw what that idolatry has brought us. It's brought us stupid, stupid things like the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and decking trees with silver and gold and worshiping around them. And it goes far beyond that. Folks sitting in pews and say that they love the truth and love to read the Bible create idol gods. My goodness, it was Aaron's hands, the very high priest of God, that created the idol. Folks, nobody's exempt from that, but I will say that I will stand behind a nation when they take one day where everybody uniformly worships the Savior of creation, teaches their children the creation story, reads straight out of the Gospel of Luke, honors Christ as the Savior of the world. I will definitely stand behind that. And I don't care if that happens to land on the devil's birthday. That's not what people are worshiping. They worship God. And it's not even an issue of that. Your worship is shown through your conduct throughout the year. But I will say Merry Christmas because Christ is the one who gave us that day. Christ is the one that we celebrate in that day. Just like you and I have a birthday. It doesn't mean we're dead 364 days of the year and we're only born one day a year. We know that. We know that the tradition that we carry in this country is to exalt our Savior's birth, period. And it's a national day where everybody recognizes that, just like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving probably didn't happen on the day that we celebrate Thanksgiving, but the point is we're giving thanks to whom? God. John Quincy Adams continues, July 4th is linked indissolubly with the birth of our Savior. That it forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel dispensation. Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized the social compact on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth? We're celebrating that, folks. We celebrate it every day. We take a national day where we acknowledge as a nation that day. And that is good. That unites. That does not divide. Matter of fact, I don't think I've been in any circles where people have talked about the sun god, and if they do, let them talk. That just proves they got rocks in their head. And by the way, in Jeremiah, it was a Christmas tree. They would make idols of wood and deck them with silver and gold. Now, is a Christmas tree made out of wood? He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about a tree they cut down and made it out of wood and created an idol. That it laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity and gave to the world the first irrevocable pledge of the fulfillment of the prophecies announced directly from heaven at the birth of the Savior and predicted by the greatest of the Hebrew prophets 600 years before. Is God glorified when we celebrate the birth of His Son? Yes. Is God glorified when we read directly out of Scripture the prophecies that Luke gave us and then we read the story of creation? Yes, and I encourage you, every single one of you folks, not just on Christmas, but every day, but make sure that Christmas stays acknowledged by your nation. Because if we disacknowledge the birth of the Son of God, what good are our liberties on this earth? We'll be back with you tomorrow, folks, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time, Sons of Liberty Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
And we are the sun. Yes, we are the sun.